It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. South Korea is still recovering from an apparent cyber attack on Wednesday that shut down many cash machines, froze debit card transactions, and caused computers to go dark at banks and broadcasting companies. Power and transportation systems were not directly affected. South Korean officials suspect North Korea, but proving that will be difficult. Last week, North Korea had accused the South of getting into its computers. Michael Dubose heads the cyber investigations practice at Kroll, the corporate risk consulting firm.
All you need is a computer and a grudge, really, to cause tremendous harm to a country's critical infrastructure.
North Korea may not be at the cutting edge of technological sophistication, but that's not required for a hack like this.
On the underground internet, you can purchase almost any type of software exploit that you can imagine. You can even purchase hackers as mercenaries for the right price. So you don't need to be a sophisticated hacker to cause a tremendous amount of harm and to set off this kind of escalation that really could lead to some really concerning results.
Some of the computer screens hacked in South Korea displayed images of skulls with glowing red eyes and maniacal laughter.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
Most of us never go anywhere now without a digital camera. Often it's embedded in our phone. But when is it right to snap and when is it not? Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five and a regular contributor here who helps us with how to behave with tech.
Some friends of my son had taken pictures of each other at a sleepover when, you know, a friend just first woke up. And while they weren't, you know, crass or inappropriate in any specific way, it felt like this great invasion of privacy. And so my son and I had a dialogue about this. You know, what does it feel like that you never feel like there's a moment you won't be captured?
Professional photographers, if they're out taking photos, need to get releases before they stick it in a magazine. And the ability to put an image onto a social media page is, in a sense, publishing.
Especially teenagers, they might think it's just their circle of friends seeing it. But what we're really starting to see right now is how fast something can spread.
I don't know. My online profile, I have like, I searched far and wide for a photograph that made me look halfway decent.
Well, we all work pretty hard, right? Most of us take two or three chances before we get a good one that we like. And, you know, when we're talking about children, and we have this other rule, too, and it's like no parts of your body unless your face is there, you know?
That's a fascinating rule. Like no knees, no ankles if there's not a face attached.
I run a summer camp for teens. Sometimes if someone got a new bathing suit, they would post a picture of their new bathing suit, but their head was out of it. So it wasn't highlighting the person. It was highlighting the parts of the body. What message are you sending? What's your motivation? What do you want people to see? Because this is a representation of who you are.
Janelle Burley Hoffman in Cape Cod also runs parenting workshops. Janelle, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if I had all the money in the world, like Amazon's Jeff Bezos, the first thing I'd do is help solve world hunger. The second thing I'd do is what Jeff Bezos is doing. He has a team scouring the floor of the Atlantic Ocean, scavenging for old parts from NASA's moon rockets from 45 years ago. Why? Well, why not? The team's already found chunks of the Saturn V's legendary first-stage boosters. The twisted and rusty chunks of recovered hardware could become a monument to reliability. The Saturn's F1 engines never failed in flight. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.